The Power in the Name of Jesus by Sandra McCollum. This blog post was inspired by an outstanding message by our pastor, Jeff Perry, about 7 power tools God has given us. This post is on one of these power tools. The Name of Jesus. Jesus said this in John chapter 16, verses 24 through 26. You haven't done this before. Ask, using my name, and you will receive, and you will have abundant joy. I have spoken of these matters in figures of speech, but soon I will stop speaking figuratively and will tell you plainly all about the Father. Then you will ask in my name. I'm not saying I will ask the Father on your behalf. New Living Translation. The power of prayer never ceases to amaze me. We have been seeing so many answers to prayer in our own lives and the lives of others that we finally said, we can't forget these testimonies. So we recently started a book of remembrance. In it, at our family rally each week, we record all the answers to prayer we have seen people receive in the previous 7 days. It's filling up very quickly, but it's not the fanciness of our prayers that brings answers. It's the power in the name of Jesus, the name that we pray in, that brings answers. Verse 26 is especially good news because Jesus is saying that we can pray to God in His name. He is saying we don't even have to wait for Him to pray to God on our behalf, but instead, we have been given the privilege of going to the Father in the name of Jesus. In verse 24 of John 16, Jesus says, "Ask, using my name, and you will receive." All of our spiritual authority comes to us on the basis of what Jesus has done. I'm sure we have all just attached the name of Jesus on the end of our prayers many times, just sort of as an add-on, because that's the way we're supposed to do it. But I want to encourage all of us, me included, to really honor and see the power in the name of Jesus as we speak His name over our lives. It's something we talk to our girls about on a regular basis. We may say to them, if you are in an emergency situation where there is potential danger, what do you do? They know the answer. Say the name of Jesus. Pastor Jeff said he heard someone say this, all that heaven contains is packed in the name of Jesus. Wow, that's so powerful. John said this in 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has become a child of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves His children too. We know we love God's children if we love God and obey His commandments. Loving God means keeping His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome. For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. New Living Translation. The way I would have viewed this verse before with my old way of thinking, before I had an understanding of God's grace, was this. Okay. I have to make sure I am loving others and obeying God, and if I don't, I need to try harder because this says if I really loved Him, I would be able to do this. I'm in trouble already because listen to all the I's in that last sentence. Everything is totally focused on me and my ability to produce results. This is the way I read the Bible and the way I lived for a very long time. Now, with my new way of believing, as I keep my focus on Jesus instead of my own self-efforts, I see the verse this way. Since I have made a decision to spend my time believing in Jesus, the power in His name, His finished work on the cross, the new nature I have as a result of believing in Him, and His amazing grace, this totally causes me to fall more and more in love with my Heavenly Father than ever before. After all, my Heavenly Father gave Jesus up for me so I would have the opportunity through Jesus to live this exchanged life. An exchanged life means Jesus got what I deserved and I get what He deserves. Wow! So now listen to verses 1 and 3 with this new mindset. Verse 1b says, "And everyone who loves the Father loves his children too." Verse 3a says, loving God means keeping His commandments. I want to encourage you to see these verses as promises because they are promises. They are not meant to scare us, but to encourage us. As we have right believing and see God for the way He really is, we naturally fall deeper in love with Him. Loving Him leads to loving others and keeping His commandments. Do you see the power in believing in the name of Jesus? Do you see what it can bring to your life? Do you see what you are going to receive as you choose to get your mind right by believing on the right thing? The right thing being that Jesus is the Christ, verse 1, and Christ Jesus lives in you and will live His life through you as you believe and trust in Him. Jesus is grace, so when you trust in Him, you are trusting and believing in His ability in you instead of your own. Look at all the good fruit that comes from believing in the name of Jesus. When you see the Bible this way, truly, one verse can change your whole world. The name of Jesus is esteemed, it's valued, and it's packed with power. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 says this, "Therefore God elevated Him to the place of highest honor and gave Him the name above all other names." New Living Translation. You may be asking yourself right now why you didn't get what you prayed for, even though you did pray in the name of Jesus. That happens to me sometimes too. And since I am not God and not seeing the big picture of God's plan, I have decided to leave my questions in His hands. But one thing I refuse to do any longer is pray prayers based on my own self-efforts, believing that because I've been good enough or had enough faith, He is blessing me, or because I've been bad or had weak faith, He is punishing me and is not going to answer my prayer. I'm not saying obedience and faith isn't important, because they are, but I was living my life backwards for so long. Satan will constantly try to keep our focus on what we are doing or not doing to keep our focus off of what Jesus has already done for us. What is the best way to get a clear idea of Jesus and the power in His name? Through reading and studying the Bible. I even searched this on Google, scriptures about the name of Jesus, and a ton of them came up. This technology available today has made studying the Bible easier than ever. When you start seeing the Bible as a book of promises, promises that Christ in you will live out through you by the power of the Holy Spirit, you won't want to stop reading it. For it reveals your inheritance in Christ and your destiny, which is full of hope. As we pray, let's rely fully on the name of Jesus and all the power that His name holds. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15 says, "In this way He disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by His victory over them on the cross." New Living Translation. He won that victory for you and for me. We have victory in the name of Jesus. If you have not yet made Jesus your Savior and received the wonderful joy that His finished work on the cross has provided for you to live in, please visit my blog page titled Jesus in the Driver's Seat. On this page, I explain the good news of the gospel, and you will have the opportunity to pray a prayer of salvation, inviting Jesus to take over the driver's seat of your life and be your Lord and Savior. Jesus loves you, and His arms are wide open.